sports fans, and welcome to another edition, and the last edition, dare I say, of Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday in Southgate. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is it. This is it. I should have played this one. The minute I played Top Gun, I should have played this one. I think it would have been more appropriate. It's the end of the world as we know it. Or a lousy landlord. A bitchy landlord. Yeah, but it is everything. It is the end of the world as we know it, ladies and gentlemen. This is the last Sports Talk with the Guys. Good morning, Big Dog. How are you this morning?
We're racing to the studio. How are you doing?
Racing to the studio. Wow. What is your ETA, Big Dog?
I would say 15 minutes, but, you know.
Wow.
I'm coming up to the 6:05 right now.
Oh, crap.
Yes.
Wow.
I already did that.
Well, I'm glad you did. Well, I've got to tell you, I was going to wait for you to get here, but my wife asked me, well, Mrs. Scorekeeper said, please don't get emotional, knowing that this is our last Saturday here. I'm like, oh, my God. God, she slammed me at about 5:30 this morning. I was like, wow. But, hey, I do want to welcome Zeke early this morning and Coffee. Oh, boy, we got them all, man. And you know what? I got to bring them in. Coffee, where is his song? Where is it? I know I have one for him. Maybe I should play YMCA, but no, I'm not going to do that. I know Big Dog, let's see. Big Dog, I should do your intro. At least I should do it once, huh, in all this time that I've been doing it, right?
If you like. If not, I mean, it's, you know. So will there be no show next week?
Oh, I'm sure there will be, but there won't be one from here. That's it. After 5 years, almost to the day, Big Dog, and think about it. Today's November 2nd. 5 years ago to yesterday, we started Sports Talk with the Guys.
Yes, we did. So we're on our anniversary.
Yes, this really is. So, Big Dog, here you go. This one's for you.
Who let the dogs out?
Yep, who let the Big Dog out?
Oh, yep. That's the Big Dog. That's the Big Dog. He's the Big Dog.
Who let the Big Dog out? We're just having a good time this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. If I were to have a song, it would be something from Marilyn Manson or someone with talent. Okay, that's fine, but here is Zeke early in the morning. This is from his college days.
Oh, yeah, folks. He's just a gigolo.
His name is Zeke. What will they say about me? Yes, folks, that is Zeke early in the morning, and he is just a gigolo, but anyway.
Scorekeeper.
Yes, sir.
Are you saying those were his colleges? Are you saying that he is no longer a gigolo?
Oh, no, I think he still is, especially with all the pictures he's putting of me. And, Zeke, I don't know if you know this, but someone else used my image that you created, or I don't know how that works, but now I am beginning to show up in other people's pictures. Zeke posted a picture of me and him where we are. I am apparently showing Zeke how to drive in Los Angeles traffic, and it's cool. And now Aisha Kerr has used my image, and it says unintended consequences of driving in Los Angeles. And it's kind of funny. So I'm starting to show up in a lot of images. I can only imagine what Coffee would put in there for me. But, hey, anyway, Big Dog, did the Lakers win or lose yesterday?
It was a hard-fought battle. They actually lost the game. They lost it by five, but they just didn't have enough gas at the end. They led. I mean, it was a close game throughout the entire game. They were up 5-6 points in the first, you know, led by the great Mr. Popovich. They just held their own until they got close. And, of course, fourth quarter is always first time. So, unfortunately, they closed the Lakers out on like an 11-5 run. And the Lakers ended up losing by that 6 points.
Yeah. Okay, Big Dog. Don't worry about it.
We beat the Clippers.
It's just game three. Yeah, right. And I've been bragging about that they actually beat the Clippers. I mean, apparently since the Lakers now 1-2, it's the Clippers that lost to the Lakers. Yeah, I know Big Dog doesn't appreciate that, but hey, it's all good in the hood. Rumor has it that apparently your ex-coach, the Zen Master, is very concerned with whatever his name is. The hell's his name?
Kobe.
Not Orlando.
Oh, Dwight?
No, not Dwight. Bynum. Yeah, no. Bynum. The other one
at the end of the beat. Bynum is in Cleveland.
No, I know. The drug addict, the one that's not with the Lakers right now, is probably going to come back once he goes into rehab.
Lamar
Odom. I can never remember his name. Lamar. Okay, hold on a minute. Think Lamar. Lamar. Just like that Gaylord Bowl. Okay, Lamar. Gaylord Bowl. Lamar. Gaylord Bowl. Okay, I got it. Okay, what's his name again? Just kidding. Lamar Odom. Did you hear about that? That your ex-coach is very concerned with his well-being?
No, I did not. Please, enlighten us, Scorekeeper.
Well, apparently, the ex-coach of the Lakers is saying that... Sorry, just got a message in the chat room. I was like, I had no idea, I had not seen the cartoon. Well, apparently, this came out on, it was on ESPN, that he is very concerned with his well-being and that he needs to seek help if he has troubles. And the Laker community should reach out to him. So I think it's been rumored for a while now, right, Big Dog, that the Lakers were actually going to sign him, provided he went to rehab, but apparently he does not want to go, right, Big Dog?
You know, I have never seen or heard that rumor, so I will withhold my commentary on that particular possible article, because I have never seen nor have heard of that.
Oh, you mean what I just said about what's his face?
Yes. About the Lakers wanting to sign him if he went to rehab. I never saw that.
No. Big Dog, no. He didn't say that. I did say that, you know, we know via rumors, and I should have said
that
was in addition to.
I've never heard that rumor. Other than from sports talk with the guys, I've never heard the rumor, and I didn't read it anywhere in all the places I looked for all my articles. Never saw it, never heard it on the radio, never heard it on a podcast.
Yeah, okay, Big Dog. Yeah, this was reported by TMZ. This was reported by another trashy network, which is Sports Talk with the Guys. We're in line with TMZ. Remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zeke wants to know if I saw the cartoon with Andrea. No, I guess not. So, folks, we're going to go over very quickly the standings in the NBA. What's your ETA there, Big Dog?
Well, all I know is that, I just hit the 7-10 now.
You are flying. You are going and blowing.
All I know is that we have the same record as the Heat.
Really? They suck too? I mean, they're
yes.
1-2?
Yes, they've lost their last two games.
Hey, what's this whole thing about the regular season standings that they're just Eastern Conference and Western? Are you serious? Did they just make two conferences now?
Well, it's always been only two conferences. I mean, they didn't get rid of the divisions. The divisions are
still
there.
The way the league has them is by...
Oh, yeah. The league always puts it in the conference, and you just have to click the bracket.
Yeah, I know.
The division bracket.
I just saw that with a bunch of bozos. All right, ladies and gentlemen, since the dog is minutes away, he's flying in his company-owned vehicle. Philadelphia is 2-0, followed by Toronto, New York, and Brooklyn, which are 1-1, and Boston, 0-2. With or without the coach, they stuck. In the Central, Indiana, 2-0, followed by Detroit, Chicago, Cleveland, and Milwaukee, all 1-1. In the Southeast, Atlanta and Charlotte are tied at 1-1, and, of course, Miami and Orlando are 1-2, with Washington, 0-2. In the West, Minnesota is 2-0, followed by Portland and Oklahoma City at 1-1, and Utah and Denver are 0-2. In the Pacific, Phoenix is 2-0, the Clippers are 2-1, followed by Golden State, Sacramento 1-1, and the Los Angeles Lakers are 1-2. In the Southwest, Houston and San Antonio are 2-0, Dallas and Memphis are 1-1, and New Orleans is 0-2. Oh, correction, to the Southeast, it's Atlanta, Charlotte 1-1, Miami and Orlando are 1-2. Sorry, I had to get that clear. I think we're just going to stick with Miami all the time now, Big Dog.
Well, of course, that is the proper name, is it not?
It is the proper name, you know, with those white kicks that live... Wait a minute, I just said the same thing. With the white trash that's out there in somewhere in Oklahoma. And I think they're also in Mississippi. So... It's spelled Miami, folks. It's pronounced Miami. The world pronounces it Miami, but white trash call it Miami. I don't know why, but I guess they want to be elitist, and they don't want to have any relation to the Latin world that now dominates Miami. Miami. Well, there you go. Big Dog, are you going to need a cup of coffee when you get here?
No, I'll be fine. Maybe some water.
All right. Well, apparently we'll be able to do that. Matt Alvarez is in the chat room. Good morning, Matt. He's talking about the chat room giving us some issues, but he is now in, thank goodness. I was talking with...
Barney Lover 29!
Yeah, Barney Lover 29. Yeah, he's all right. As a matter of fact, Big Dog, as you've been seeing on Facebook, everyone now knows that you are the instigator of everything. You are.
Remember, Mr. Sonny Clark said he never, ever said that. So, no, not everyone says that. Mr. Sonny Clark.
Once again, we all know that you are the
hardest working man in sports has my back.
Hey, Big Dog, guess what? I win. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the instigator. He has now been put in the corner, and he needs to understand that everyone needs to know that he is the instigator. Yes, the Big Dog is the one that's responsible for doing everything here on Sports Talk with the Guys. So, hey, it is what it is, and that's just the way it is there, dude. Sorry. Hi, Big Dog. he got mad at me. He went silent. All right, well, folks, in the NBA schedule, we've got some good stuff happening tonight. We're going to go over the games real quick. As we mentioned in yesterday's game, tonight's games, who's playing tonight? Let me see. There are 8 games on tap. And it's going to be, of course, Cleveland and Indiana, Chicago at Philadelphia, Charlotte at New Orleans, Memphis at Dallas, Toronto, Milwaukee, Houston at Utah. What the hell is that? Is that Saskatoon? Or is that Sacramento? Or San Antonio? Oh, the San Antonio Spurs. Oh, okay. Whatever. At Portland. And Sacramento at the Golden State Warriors. Now, rumor has it there's a very famous guy that now owns the Golden State Warriors, which was with the Lakers. Do you know who that is, Big Dog?
What was that again? The owner of the Warriors what now?
Yeah, is it Shaquille O'Neal? Is he a part owner of the Golden State Warriors? Or
no,
something like
he's
that?
Part owner of the Sacramento Spurs, Sacramento Kings.
Sacramento Kings, wow. Good stuff. Good stuff, folks.
Well, I thought it was ironic that you know that Shaq, although he is the great instigator, you know, all those years that you know about it being Cowtown and Cowbells, you know, between him and Phil Jackson, you know, and then to go ahead now and he's owning that same team that, I mean, they literally hated him, and of course opened him with open arms now, but. I mean, it's a good business opportunity, I would assume, for Shaq. I mean, Sacramento, unfortunately, for the city, the team sucks. So they probably needed some cash flow. Shaq was available. You know, he is a great entrepreneur that he is, and probably threw in $15, $20 million to get a small percentage of the team.
Wow. Good for him, no doubt about it. And maybe he's going to be able to rescue that team and turn it into something that's going to be important. So, hey, folks, for those of you that know and don't know, Matt Alvarez has a big, huge, immense family get-together next weekend. So his program is in doubt. Well, I mean, it's the only thing that's in doubt is Matt Alvarez actually doing the program. Someone will be doing the program. I would gladly screw it up, I mean, host it, but I'm probably going to be moving on that day, so it's not going to be possible for me to give up 2 hours. So it's possible the couch potato may do it. Who knows? Maybe maybe the big dog might be available. Or no, you're working again full time.
What day is this? Is this next Friday?
Friday, next Friday.
No, I will be at Stately Noriega Manor helping the Noriegas move.
Big dog, I just gave you an out. I cannot believe you actually did Stately Manor. You mean the Section 8 dump that this is? Stately Manor, please, big dog. Oh, my goodness. I mean, we will...
No, Stately Noriega Manor is where you will be going to.
Oh, yes. Well, we may have found it. We may have found it this morning, and it may not be where we expected. We were expecting to be in the San Bernardino area, Rialto, Fontana,
yes.
Island. But it looks like, big dog, there is something in Riverside that has caught our attention.
Oh. Just real quick, I know we won't get too personal, but whatever happened to the one from last week? The one in the Walnut.
Oh, my God. It was, they were fake. One thing that we've learned, folks, is what they're doing now, even on these large sites of Zillow and these others, such as, I forget what that other very famous website is, where you can buy and sell anything and you can meet up with,
Craigslist?
What? Craigslist, yes.
Craigslist? Yeah, Craigslist is very notorious.
Well, there are a lot of shams going, even on Zillow now, a very respected site. And what they're doing is they're showing properties that look to be vacant, and even then they don't. They list them way below market, and they only have email contacts. They don't have phone numbers. Or if they do have phone numbers, it goes to some ridiculous Google number. They'll never speak to you live, but they'll send you this wacko, it's like a Kenyan thing from Kenya. It's if you apply, they send you this application that says describe yourself, who you are. They even want a picture of you, which is kind of stupid. And they don't ask for your pertinent information. They do ask where you work. They don't even ask how much you earn. And they don't have pictures of the inside of the house. They only have it on the one on the outside and maybe something that looks to be on the inside. And they say, well, we had the property in wherever, but we're now in Africa or Florida or wherever the scamsters are. Big dog? Okay, well, the scamsters are wherever they are. And then they say, okay, well, you seem trustworthy, and we'll go ahead and send you the property documents and everything as soon as you send us the deposit. So there it is. That's the way it works. And I want to welcome the big dog into the NDB Media Studio headquarters.
What's up?
How are you, big dog?
Good day in the time.
I'm impressed.
Left at 5:40.
You left at 5:40?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. Let me do it now. Eli, Eli, Lava Sabatani. Wow, big dog. Welcome, welcome.
Gabriella Sabatini, what?
She was okay. And she was kind of hot, wasn't she? Uh-oh, here we go. Oh, did you see that?
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yeah, she said, don't be a blubbering idiot.
She said, don't be a blubbering idiot. Yeah, thank you, big dog. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Mrs. Scorekeeper actually appeared in NDB Media Studio headquarters for, what would you say, big dog? 5 seconds, maybe?
About 5 seconds.
Yeah, that was a shock. She never actually comes in when the program is live. Other than thank you to Zeke The only other time she showed up was when Pepper Perry Davis was here, and she was actually here in the room for the almost the entire interview. And we actually, if I'm not mistaken, we can actually hear Mrs. Scorekeeper's voice on it. She's terribly shy.
Yes, this is a cup that you got for us.
Oh, from Texas.
From Texas. Big Dog goes shopping. He goes all over the world. He buys souvenirs. And where does he go? He gets me a souvenir from Texas.
I love him for it. We have the T-shirts from it. But there's 50 states in the union. Where did he get it? At least he didn't get it from Miami. I will thank him for that. But
I got him from Texas. And I'm using the big coffee cup.
Where would you have rather had it from? Boston?
Anything but Texas.
Boston?
Don't say that. Don't be sure.
North Kakalaki? That would have been fun.
North Kakalaki, yeah. That would have been fun. So, Big Dog, so that's how the scam is working right now. Now the house in Walnut, I forget about that one, which is blocks away from my acute, forget it.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. Which I was like, nah, I better not go there. I don't think it was real either. It wasn't. So, well, we just found one in Riverside. We're going to ask the Big Dog to drive by when he goes home today and take a look at it. It's a big four-bedroom house, and it looks real nice. Four-bedroom, two baths. And lots of pictures from the inside. There's a contact number and everything. So we are going to ask the Big Dog to go by and take a quick look. And if it is, we're going to get it today. Because right now it's the first of the month, so there are a lot of properties available. All of a sudden, the number of properties is zoomed. Always, because the people just move out. So this is the time to El Strico. So my friend is in the Navy. And I can't believe I said that.
In the Navy.
Yeah, in the Navy. He saw my comment on Facebook this morning. For those of you that know and don't know, the code for, you know, we see in the movies, launch them all, launch them all. No, that's called an alpha strike. That's where you get every plane in the inventory and you launch a full, you know, wing, full squadron, whatever. An alpha strike is basically everything. And that's what I was looking for this morning. Where the hell is an alpha strike when you need it? And the one guy that answers is the guy who's in the Navy. Shout out to William Redding, who's out in San Diego. And I believe he is aboard the, I don't know if he's aboard the stick. I think he is. He's aboard the Roosevelt, the nuclear-powered aircraft carrier Roosevelt. Yeah, down in San Diego. We'll see. He re-upped for some more years. That happened in April.
Is he a career man?
A career man is 20 years. It takes a while to get to 10 years. And I think he finished his first 4 years. So he might be a career man.
He's a youngin.
Yeah, he's still a weevil or a squid, whatever they call it. Yeah.
A probie?
Yeah, he's not a cadet, no, by no means of the word, but he is, he's not a midshipman because that's academy stuff.
Missed you yesterday on Tanya's show.
I missed it altogether.
They were talking about being leather. I pop into the show and they're talking about being in leather.
Mm-hmm. Both of them?
Yep. Go to Comic-Con, what they're going to dress up as. Do you know the character Black Canary? Have you ever seen her in the comics where she wears the little thing but with the fishnet stockings and like a bustier type
black
thing?
Black and yellow?
She's blonde hair with black hair. You've probably seen the cartoons. That's what Tanya wants to dress up as.
I've never seen cartoons. All of a sudden, she came out of the closet. I mean, she is dressing up in manners. I mean,
well, she talks about dressing up. She says she doesn't dress up.
Her profile pic lately? Wow. I'm going to say this on air, Tanya. Wow. That's an impressive profile pic. So, coffee's back. And, Laker fan. Oh, he was waiting for you, Laker fan. When he found out you weren't in the studio, he's like, I'm out of here. I'm tired of that dumbass.
Nah.
But the minute you show up in the chat room, there's coffee. Folks, Mrs. Scorekeeper did come in this morning, and she did say that she does not want the Big Dog and I to get emotional. It's going to be the last time that we are in NDB Media Studio headquarters. In this location. I thought I was pretty clear about it early on, but anyway. So, yeah. I actually have 95 cents. So, folks, I am raising a PayPal fund. I am asking for 4 more cents via PayPal. Please send it to me at rdnoriega@gmail.com.
I need four. Nope, big dog, I need it on PayPal. Don't do that. How the hell am I going to deposit 4 cents and then send it to Tiff?
So they can hear it.
2, 3, 4. How the hell do I put that on PayPal now?
Scratch tape.
I am asking for 4 cents via PayPal so we can buy the Barney song.
Oh, I can buy the Barney song.
No, no, it's okay.
And then I'll send it to you.
No. Thank you, Big Dog. All of my stuff
hey,
why
is perfectly legal. Why do you want the Barney song?
Because I'm too cheap to buy it.
No, I'm saying, why do you want it?
Because when we're in studio, it'll be something for you to play. So I think it's cool.
And who are we playing this for?
I don't know. But I'm going to get the song for coffee now, which is My Prerogative by Bobby Brown. I'm going to get the Bobby Brown version, not the Britney Spears version. I really do like that song for coffee because he doesn't give a damn about anyone or anything. So, hey, coffee. Thanks, pal. We haven't seen you in a while, and I've actually been out of it too. I've been off Facebook for about 3 to 4 weeks. I hadn't been feeling well.
Yeah, where were you this week with all those accoutrements that you were having?
I'm having a lot of medical exams. We're trying to find out what is wrong with me. And that's look.
I thought you were having a vasectomy in that picture.
I know. Yeah, I
thought you.
And you were the only.
You probably chuckled at.
Yeah, you were the only dick. That wasn't playing along.
That's because I knew you were fine.
Well, let's see. They took blood. They gave me the flu shot. Did you like my post on the flu shot?
I don't take flu shots. The one time I took the flu shot, I got the flu.
Well, the one time I took the flu shot, I had the cold symptoms for about 2 to 3 weeks. It was like a little runny nose. That was it. I survived that cold season very well. I did not get sick. So I took it again, and it was funny. I woke up with a cold. I had the stuffed up nose, and now it's gone. So my wife and my daughters are going to get the flu shots as well.
They'll be sick in a couple of days.
Yeah, if we're all going to go to the east where it's pretty damn cold, yeah, they're going to take their flu shots. It gets cold out there, oh my God.
Yes, it does.
That means I'm going to be in hog heaven. So.
But also, it gets very hot over there. Extremely hot.
Oh, yes, I wanted to hear about Matt Hayes and Peter's non-sports.
There's
several non-sports.
Yeah, he'll be talking about hockey, huh?
Oh, no. That's right. We love coffee. We know. You know, coffee's great. But I hadn't been on Facebook for almost a month, and that was because I had vertigo. I was actually talking to Zeke the day after it hit. And I was saying the symptoms, and he knew exactly what they were. Big Dog also knew what they were. They were not very nice, and it's almost gone away. It's gotten to the point where I can drive again, so the pictures that Zeke put on Facebook are probably true. Since I have less vertigo, I won't be able to show him how to drive in L.A. in a shopping cart. My wife got a kick out of it. Did you guys see what Aisha Kerr posted on Facebook? It came out of nowhere. Thanks, Zeke. It's kind of funny. So she linked it over to my page. I think I jumped the gun. I saw it. I'm like, oh, I'm going to put this on my page. A few minutes later, she moved it over to my page. That was kind of fun. But we can't get emotional, Big Dog, because this is our last one here in this fine city. We could tempt fate and still do one more next Saturday. And see if the sheriffs will show up. Are you looking at the picture?
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it that way.
She needs to put a little more gray in it.
Well, Zeke chose that image. Zeke is the one who needs to put a little more gray. Ooh, me, Big Dog. Anyway, Derek Jeter apparently signed a one-year deal with the Yankees for $12 million. And apparently, I don't know how the logic works, but that's going to end up saving the Yankees.
No, it is not. It is perceived to save the Yankees, and it will not save the Yankees.
So Bleacher Report got it wrong yet again.
Yes.
Idiots. Yeah. I was reading the article, and I said, well, and they used some acronym. I said, asoistic, anonymous, wisdom. He was an idiot. He said, well, they're going to save them money. So, Big Dog, why don't you enlighten us? Because I know is they signed.
And here it is. If Jeter picked up his option, now this was nice of the Yankees. They could have had Jeter pick up his option.
And screwed with him.
No, the option was only for $9.5 million.
Right.
So he got a raise. For no reason.
No, he got a raise for the worst year of his life. I'm going to say career year.
In essence, he got a raise.
Oh, my God.
What?
Cliff Veer just sent me 4 cents via PayPal. Oh, my God.
There you go.
I just saw it. It came up. I said, what the? Oh, Matt, you're screwed. It was Zeke that did it. Oh, my God. So our fundraising efforts have given us 8 cents this morning.
We need
is on its way.
We need to do a
Kickstarter. We might make payroll. Oh, my God, Zeke. Oh, man, it hurts for you. Think on, think over. Oh, my God, it's hurting my stomach.
Well, Jeter, who played only 17 games.
I'm sorry.
Batted only 190 in 63 at-bats. If Jeter picked up his option at $9.5 million, the luxury tax number for the next season would have been in at about $10 million range. According to sources with knowledge of how the luxury tax works, with his new salary, it will be in the $12 million range. So, no, they did not save money. They end up spending an extra $2 million on luxury tax alone. So, on top of his $12 million salary, which they gave him a raise on. And they said that was mainly based. It was done between Jeter and Mr. Steinbrenner. They both live in Florida, so they were both talking. And then the agents and lawyers, you know, did the thing up in New York. But this is pretty much for services rendered or previously, you know, over his years, more of a thing. Kind of like what Dr. Jerry Buss did to James Worthy when Worthy retired.
That's who I meant.
Yeah, when Worthy retired, he had 2 or 3 years on his contract at about $5 or $6 million a year.
And when you retire, you forego that.
Yes, yes. And he was, you know, and Worthy was fine with it. You know,
I thought Worthy was like, hey, no, I'm retired.
Yeah, that's what Worthy said.
What did Buss say to him?
Buss said, no, this is for the years and for all the service you've given us and the championships you've given us.
And
take the money that I've made. Yeah, take the money, this $18 million that we owe your $12 million, whatever it was at the time, take that, you know, on my behalf, thank you.
Because of all the money the organization had made.
Well, Corn didn't put it that way, but...
No, I thought when we talked about that, he said, no, this is for everything that we did, that we won.
Well, this is for everything that you've done for us, for this franchise.
Worthy was huge with the Lakers.
Oh,
I loved Worthy.
Oh, yeah.
Worthy was a class act.
Yes.
How many fights did he get in?
Fights? Not very many.
That's what I mean. And when he beat your ass, which was a lot, and when he dunked on you, how did he dunk?
He did it like what you're supposed to do. You go up, you make the back, you do the dunk, and you run back the other way. You don't get in their face. You don't pound the chest.
I remember one time when he was pissed. He dunked it, and he dunked it with authority, whereas Shaq Curry even said, whoa! Oh, man, it's pissed.
So Jeter signed. How do you feel about that, scorekeeper? I mean, you pretty much felt that he was never going to be going anywhere, correct?
Jeter is the most overrated player in my lifetime. He sucks and he played just about anywhere else. He'd be a nobody. Furthermore, he came into the league with Mo and Pettit, and he needs to leave with them.
And your thoughts on that?
I'm so happy Coffee's back. Coffee gives us good commentary.
You knew he wasn't going anywhere, though, right? I mean, it was his option. So
it was his option.
Yeah. So
I was surprised that he actually said that he declined his option, apparently, but then I guess the rumors are incorrect.
Yeah, he declined
them. I mean, I read some ugly stuff about that, and I guess I like reading trash now. And I'm sorry. I you know what? I have to come out of the closet about this. I read trash. It's called Bleacher Report. And, I mean, the World Series is going on, and they're talking about prospective free agents. Like, we don't even know any of that. So everything that they had already been talking about, especially Derek Jeter, is all trash. It's stupid. It is stupid, stupid, stupid.
I didn't click on the report yesterday because I'm just tired of reading about him.
Okay.
Hayroyd.
When I sent you...
That Major League Baseball... No, not from Bleacher. I never read Bleacher Report.
Well, but the email I sent you...
Oh, Bleacher Report.
No. It had the list of... It was from Bleacher Report, but it had all the articles from other places, and those I do click on. I don't click on the Bleacher Report one. Remember, I get a daily email from Bleacher Report, that collects all the articles from the team, and many are from USA Today, ESPN. And I sent Big Dog an article, and he was like, why the hell did you send it from Bleacher Report? No, check out the one from the New York Daily, the one on
Lamar
Odom. It was Orlando Bloom.
And it was a bullshit article, so, you know, as usual.
It was from the Daily News, right?
It was still a bullshit article.
Okay, well, that's why I sent it to you, to get your comment.
Bleacher Report.
Oh, here we go again. No, it was from the Daily News, but whatever.
Lots of options being picked up. It looks like the Red Sox picked up John Lester's option.
Yeah, that was a gimme.
For $13 million.
Oh, by the way, congratulations to Boston. Third World Series championship
in 10 years.
Warning, bullshit alert. Congratulations to Boston, and congratulations to the team. I want to put it out.
They were the better team.
Yes.
Yeah, they, by far, they as you say, they got hot at the right time.
And I'm just following what other people say.
Poppy got hot at the right time. That meant,
You know what? That man got some big hits at the right time. That three-run blast. And it wasn't one of those, here's the pitch, swung on, hit to center, center fielder's going back. Oh, wait a minute, he may have a beat on it,
Maybe Jeff Cleary was like, no, Poppy hit though, it was like, smack.
Center fielder
does. Oh, my God.
You know, it's rare to see now, but it's kind of cool when you see the center fielder or the left fielder, they just arms folded, they don't even look up. They don't even look at you. Know that when the outfielder won't even move.
That sucker's gone.
And the Big Poppy blast was a significant blast.
Yes.
And congratulations to Boston, knowing that call had gone against them. And I will tell you right now, it was correctly called.
The interference call? The one for Gracie? Well, I understand that, but, I mean, what a way to end it, though. On an umpire's call. I mean,
Jim Joyce, the very same one that blew the Galarraga perfect game. Remember that. And Jim Joyce blows some other big calls in his glorious history.
And had that call not been, had he not did that call, the runner was out at home.
Well, he was out because he fell over the infielder. Yeah, he was clearly out.
Now, is,
guys, Here, this is what my Mrs. Corky was actually.
I understand.
What about the intent? Because that's the beauty of baseball. The rules don't consider intent.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it was an accident. He fell over. I mean, he went over going for the ball, and it, as the third base, the guy on third saw the ball went through, he went to run, not realizing that, you know, he's following the ball. So when he turns around to run, of course, the guy's in front of him because, you know, he dove for the ball, third baseman, and that's when he tripped over him. I mean, there was no intent. There was no malicious intent. I mean, it was an accident through and through. But the rules are the rules, and the rules work both ways, as we all know. So they were on this one.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. I know it. I've been lucky enough to play the game. I've seen it. I see umpires call that. It's just we've never actually seen it before. I've seen obstruction. I get the obstruction call because there are other rules. That's why the obstruction rule is called correct. That's why when Mike Socia blocks the plate, that's obstruction. He's blocking the plate.
He never, ever.
Well, and I did comment about that during the week when I was on several programs. It is obstruction. Now, I was also describing what I would do at first base in the first base, and these are times that I wish I had video so I could describe. I would block the runner getting back into first. You put your foot out there.
Yeah.
Well, I actually...
I've seen that done many times.
Yeah, and it's what you do. And that's why if you play the game correctly, you know how to block them correctly. But, again, let the rabbit fans and idiots that don't know any better. The rule was called correctly. Oh, my God, my stars.
Purchase box.
Yeah, that was my star screen. I did it on purpose. Cuervo, Tarvino, and Couch Potato were dabbing me yesterday by saying that they hope the big dog comes over and plays with my dolls. And I told them action figures.
That's right, action figures.
But they were wanting to play with my dolls, and I told them, no, there are none available right now. They're all packed up. So I wanted to make that clear that they're all packed up.
All the blow-up dolls?
They're all packed up.
All your blow-up dolls?
No. I don't have blow. I'm not Bam. I'm not Fred. Oh, I am not Fred Becerra. Granted, he had some very anatomically correct blow-up dolls.
Well, yeah, when you pay that kind of money, you get an entertainment trip.
Yeah, when you're the only child of two parents, yeah, he's not an Anakin Skywalker baby. He has two parents, and he's the heir to the house, and that's it. Yeah, you can pay no rent, buy all these wonderful little toys at Comic-Con.
Anakin had two.
You missed the Immaculate Conception story in the beginning of The Phantom Menace. I just all of a sudden had him. And all the right-wingers were up in arms, which shocked me that they actually saw Star Wars. Yeah, the Immaculate Conception story, that she just had him. Apparently she did it with the midichlorians. So that was that a rape by the mob? The midichlorians did it.
So how do you feel about John Lester? I mean,
so is this Indian base?
Yep. $13 million option.
That's a deal for Boston.
Of course, he's only 29, so he is
not only 29. He is at his peak on the way down.
He's on the meat of his career. He was 15-8 with a 3.75 ERA during the regular
season.
That's
high. 3.75?
3.78.
That's
3.75, I'm sorry. Yes.
I was right.
He had 33 games started, 213 in the third inning pitched.
213?
Yeah.
In today's era, that's good.
177 strikeouts, and the one you love, 20 quality starts. They listed it, so.
Is this on the Major League Baseball site?
No, the Big Four.
Thank God.
The Big Four.
Quality start, folks. This is why it's a shitty stat. The quality start. Oh, we got a good for you from Cuervo.
What's up, Cuervo?
He heard me talking about the guys wanting Big Dog to play with my dolls today. But the quality start is, this is the statistic for the quality start.
You see Cujo? Cujo was dressed up and he went.
I heard Cujo on air.
Was he eating peanut butter or what?
I don't know. Oh, Cuervo, I already set up the Monday night on Sports Talk with the guys, if that's okay with you. I already set it up, so it's ready to go, our Monday night program. I just wasn't feeling well last Monday, and I'm sorry. As everyone knows, I got worked up on Monday. I was over in Santa Monica, and they did everything. They did air, they did the breathing, they did the ear, they did the eye, they did the balance, they did the skeletal imaging. They put a camera in me. I had to swallow it. I felt like Total Recall.
Better to swallow it than the other end.
Yeah. It wasn't like a horse pill, though. Big. I had a camera, so that's why,
how do you get it out?
Well, they told me it was going to take 1 or 2 days, and based on...
Do they film during that whole time?
No.
No,
I'm telling you. I was actually hooked up to the dial or whatever. They had me with these things hooked up to my chest. So as the camera went down my esophagus into my stomach, it was sending the images. And once they disconnected me, the images are gone because...
That's what they told you.
Well, you know what? If they want a picture of going through the fantastic voyage... Except they didn't come out through my eye. They're only going out the only other way possible. And that was my joke on, I think, on Wednesday or Tuesday night. I'm like, they said 1 to 2 days, damn it. And based on the evidence,
do you have to check it? Do you have to check and see if it comes out?
They just told me it would just automatically go.
Oh, well, maybe it's already gone.
No, it is right now. I mean, now it is because I've gone.
You hold?
No, I've gone. Yeah, but it was strange. I did feel it go down my esophagus. That was a little unnerving.
So if you bend over, can we get cable?
That was good. And the gentleman, Mr. Mata, Ignacio Mata, the classmate, the colleague, was it a TV camera or a studio camera? And I sarcastically said, I wish. No, it was very, very small. He actually works for 20th Century Fox, I think. But he was being sarcastic. That was good stuff. He works in advertising, damn it.
There you go.
I should get a hold of him. Maybe he'd have some money to throw our way. I used to catch for him in high school. That kid could throw. I think it was a freshman, was a senior. The little kid comes up with glasses, and he starts warming up, and he's throwing 80, 90. Like, what the hell? Even in my wet dreams, I can't get to half of that.
Ufoto Jimenez is now a free agent. The club Friday exercised his $8 million option for next season, and he voided it. By saying, no, I don't want it.
So then that was a mutual option.
Yes.
Because when you grant the option to one or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, of course, after going 9-17 in 2012 and leading the American League in losses.
Oh, Bob Menez was a starter with the Indians.
Yeah. He managed to win 13-9 with a 3.30 ERA this season, including 4-0 in September.
Oh, good for him. So, of course, he smells them with the Quan. Let's go, Ubaldo.
He's 29 also. It says the Indians can make him a $14.1 million qualifying offer by Monday, and he would have a week to accept it. If he declines, the Indians would receive a 2014 first-round draft pick with whatever team he signs with.
And the way it's working now, baseball has come up with some ways to penalize teams when it comes to the draft and minor league money, which is something that I'm starting to really get into, only because I don't know any better about how the way it works, and there's some complexities to it. The draft actually means something to baseball now, and the rules are you can't just sign anyone. It's all to defeat the Yankees. It's all right, homies. We'll play within the system.
Also, it says the Indians declined their $7.5 million club option with outfielder Jason Kubel, who they acquired from Arizona on August 20th. And, of course,
Kubel. Kubel? That's the way my wife would, or Mrs. Scorekeeper would pronounce Kubel. So if you're listening, Mrs. Scorekeeper, I'm making fun of you.
Well, Tanya may or may not be listening to us, but she is probably
still wearing leather?
Crying in her soup.
Soup?
Wow. You know, the old saying, crying in your soup.
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, well.
I just know of a
Mr. Juan Santana.
She's not crying in her soup. And no, she's asking his opinion about Juan Santana.
Okay, they bought out Mr. Santana's 2014 club option on Friday.
Of $25 million?
Yes, they paid him a $5.5 million buyout.
And for those of you that don't understand a half, that's 0.5.
Okay, of course, he missed the season while working back from an April 2nd surgery, which he tore his anterior capsule in his left shoulder.
The hell is that?
He hopes to be ready for the start of the 2014 season, although there is no guarantee. This is the second time he suffered that injury.
By the way, folks, I know you missed it because the audience missed it. Dr. James Andrews was interviewed by the Tri-State Sports Guy this past Wednesday.
He was.
Oh, you got that, huh? Yeah. Way to go, big dog. Thank you. Oh, and very quickly, two gentlemen have joined NDB Media. I announced it on the NDB Media page. Manja? No.
Laura Hardy?
No. Kel and Cena. They're going to be doing...
John Cena with us?
Yeah, anyway. No. They're going to be doing a current event political program, more likely on Sundays. And
right up your alley.
I'm jazzed about this. And it's going to probably be on Sunday. They're going to be doing a test program. For right now, their programs are not going to be live. They're going to be pre-recorded.
Oh.
I know. But all the hosts can go in there and punk them. Not that I'm inviting anyone or suggesting that they should do so, but all the hosts can go amongst them because all the hosts have the link and they can go ahead and do so. They're actually going to try to do the podcasting where they recorded beforehand because this is the first time they do it. And I think they're going to be doing it live eventually because they're already doing the podcast on the BTR stuff, ergonomic nomenclature. So, it's going to be a political program. It's going to be on Sundays at about 11 o'clock in the morning. But we'll see. It's going to be immediately available for everyone once they edit and do all their stuff. But they're going to be starting off very, very soon. Eugene Castillo, the Philippine conductor, a world-famous, world-renowned, he is still going to be joining NDB Media. We are just trying to procure the correct equipment. We're down to just the final mic. That's all we need because he is a perfectionist. He's a world-renowned composer and conductor. And he's going to be doing a music program at NDB Media. That one's been on hold because we've been collecting all the equipment. He's still going to be joining us, which is, wow. Another music program. And hold on a minute.
That was bullshit.
Yes, Blog Talk Radio apparently has now corrected all of the problems on our account. We want to publicly thank them for having done so and acknowledging our tenure here on NDB Media. And we want to thank them for rectifying the situation with NDB Media. So, we're going to move on. Yes. I'm very proud of them being able to acknowledge our status with NDB Media and knowing that we have paid their salaries for a long time, and they put our status back to where it needed to be, which was an original...
You're the reason brothers and sisters shouldn't marry.
Thank you, Big Dog. I would say that's true. So, all right. We're moving on. Ubaldo Jimenez.
Yes. So where do you think he's going to end up?
Cleveland's going to get him back. He's going to go back, yeah. He's, I don't think very many teams want him. He just had one good year since he's gone to Cleveland.
Now, of course, you're going to love this name. I thought it was very interesting. But Wandy Rodriguez.
Oh, Wandy Rodriguez, yes.
Freaking name is that? Anyways,
you know, there are Hispanic mamas that can't spell either.
Yeah.
I'm always ripping the welfare mamas. Well, there are Hispanic mamas that load as well.
Well, he exercised his $13 million
option.
Well,
obviously, if you're single mamas, I guess they did. Go ahead, Big Dog.
He exercised,
oh, my God.
He exercised his $13 million option for next year. He's 34 years old. He went 6-4 this year with a 3.59 ERA. But he missed the final 4 months of the season with discomfort in his left forearm.
That is shot. He missed the final 4 months?
Yeah, with a, with.
That means he showed up for 2 months.
With discomfort in his forearm.
Ah, pussy. Well, hopefully.
Yeah, he's still able to get 10 games decisions.
Yeah, well, yeah. First 2 months, I can see that. Yeah, 10, 10, and 10, the way these pussies are now.
Houston is going to pay $5.5 million of next $5.5 million of next year's salary, I guess. That was part of
and
the
he's gone.
Part of the trade, yeah.
He's
with Pittsburgh now. And he had a club option for $13 million, but
which
I guess
the United.
It's his option. But he picked it up.
Oh, okay. I wasn't listening.
Yeah, he probably figured I suck like the way you just said he did. Well, I'll take that $13 million option. But Houston is responsible for $5.5 million of it.
I don't think he stuck per se. His example, or what he said, or what you said, that he had
arm discomfort.
What a sucky excuse!
And he tried to come back. He tried to come back from it, but the discomfort hurt. So he tried that twice, and it kept hurting his arm. So he decided to take the time off.
Dude, get 4 needles in you in 2 days and see what discomfort is. I actually took it fairly well, Big Dog. I was shocked that I was able to take all those needles. They've been needle happy, those rat bastards lately. Effing vampires. They've been bad, Big Dog. I am losing a lot of weight, though.
Needles don't bother me.
I'm now down to 211. Like, wow. I was up to 240 last year. No, this year. Early this year. No,
I remember.
Thank you, Big Dog. Yeah. For the first time, Big Dog and I were not able to share this office. I am now down to 211 and dropping.
Where's Sonny?
Sonny is not feeling well still.
I know, but I don't care. Where is he?
Well, let's look up the rat bastard.
Nah, he's not feeling good. Leave him alone.
Zeke did put in the chat room that Louis Lombardi is going to be on Sports Talk on NDB Media on Monday. I believe it's either at 11 a.m. or 1 p.m. Pacific time. He is from The Sopranos. So if you guys have been paying attention, Monday has been our interview date, and that's all because of Zeke. Zeke has been going and blowing. I'm sorry, he's been in communication with the Anderson Group, a very big group, and they've got a lot of people. They're throwing us a lot of guests. We had Maytal Dohan this week. She's now number 11 on the Billboard. Holy crap! She is. The Pop Billboard. She put it on her Facebook, and it had the name on there.
Yeah,
but she's rising, and wow, she's nice. She actually, as Zeke said, she punked me on air, and she also called me dude. it was all right. I am not a music guy, but I think I held my own on that one. And she knows I'm not a music guy. She figured it out. She was good. She was cool. When we got close to the 30-second mark and I hinted that we were done, yeah, we were done. It was a good interview, though. She was cool. She was. She had a pet tiger.
Well, when you have
holy
money,
crap.
When you have money.
A pet tiger. And she says when she wants people to leave her house, she says, go for the pet tiger. That was funny. That was cool. Maybe that was a hint and a half for me.
Mm-hmm.
But no, she was. She loved her tiger, and she said, and you know, when it's uncomfortable and I'm tired and people are sticking around, I just go to the pet tiger. So it makes a wonderful conversation piece.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, she was cool. And, you know, we've been lucky. We've been interviewing quite a few people lately. Anderson Davis was funny as well, but let's go on. Sorry, big dog.
Well, Jonathan Nathan is now a free agent. He's 38 years old, and he declined Texas's option.
I thought he was with Minnesota still.
No.
That's right, Texas.
The Rangers exercised their option for $9 million, but he declined it because he was able to decline it because, even though it was the club option, he was able to decline it because he finished more than 55 games in 2013. That's probably in his contract.
So, again, that's one of the terms of the option.
And because
it's another mutual option where he can still decline it if he reaches these benchmarks.
And because of that, him declining it, Texas does not have to pay him the $750,000 buyout.
Yes. Because of the terms.
Yeah.
They're put creative terms in the contracts now. And if you pitch in 55 games, you can get out, but we don't owe you anything. That's your option.
He had 40.
It really is a mutual option because.
Yeah. Well, here are his numbers. Remember now, he's 38 years old.
Don't swear on this program.
He's 38 years
old.
Don't
swear.
Is that old? You're not that old.
I'm talking about his numbers.
He had 43 saves and a 1.39 ERA in 67 appearances.
Wow, big dog. You kept it clean.
How is that?
Well, those numbers were actually good.
It was the second highest save total in Rangers history for this year. So, but
Charlie Huff holds a record for saves.
At 38 years old, though, I mean, yeah. At blown saves, yeah. at 38 years old, I mean, do you think there's going to be a lot of...
Yes.
Really?
He's still young enough, and he proved it that his arm is
still there.
Okay. Dude, when your ERA is in the ones...
They're going to no matter, yeah.
He'll be signed either a 7. He'll get probably a one or two year deal offer with lots of incentives, but he'll probably get some good base money. I've always said I would easily pay a lot more upfront with incentives. If these guys deliver, damn.
And we'll talk about that right now in two articles.
Thank you, Big Dog. I've always been for that. Pay to play. Works both ways.
Yes, it does. The Rangers, of course, will make their $14.1 million qualifying offer to Mr. Nelson Cruz. That comes as
He was suspended.
But he came back for the playoffs for their one game that they lost.
Good to go.
He's 33 years old. He's looking there, rumors are they're expecting him to decline the offer because he is looking for a 2 or 3 year deal worth about $15 million.
Hopefully Cuervo does call in, but I don't think he's going to be with us for the second program. I don't even know if Castellanos even set it up. Maybe we're going to have to do it if we want to, or maybe we'll do it here.
I'm only good till 9:30.
That's kind of like still the full 2 hours.
Yeah.
Mrs. Cuervo is going to have. I'm sorry. I'm going to go ahead and announce it because our thoughts are, our thoughts are with her. Mrs. Cuervo is going to have surgery today.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
So, well. It might be a beneficial surgery. No, Cuervo's not going to go under the knife. I kid, not that we would want to, but I believe she's going to have some eye surgery.
Oh, okay.
So our thoughts are...
Oh, Cuervo, man, you're going to see what you really look like.
No, not at all.
Just kidding, man, just kidding.
Yeah, and he said that he's going to have to ferry her around all day. So that's why Cuervo may not be
available. Like, he doesn't do that anyways.
Yeah. Well,
but they're a very loving couple. You can tell by pictures and the way they talk to each other.
And she called in. Oh, you don't know this, do you? She did call in. I'm sorry. But you do know.
Well, she didn't call in. He called in and she was there.
Which was awesome.
Yeah.
And she stayed on for a while with us.
Called him by his name.
Yeah. For those of you that were listening, I caught it right away. Yeah, that was funny. Let me see. Yeah. And she'll be, what the hell did I get myself into? Yep. So... here's hoping that it goes well, and, you know, if the vision improves for her, well, then she can be a cop. And, you know, you've got to, I think it's like 6 months. I'm not saying that she wants to do that, but I think that
she was having LASIK surgery, yes.
But no, she was having, and this is why I remembered it, People's Republic of
China.
No. I think ROK surgery.
Yes, it's LASIK surgery.
But it's different from LASIK. It's ROK.
Yeah, it's more precise.
And Cuervo wouldn't give it to me on air when I said, Republic of Korea? ROK surgery? You're in the nation's military, dude, and your wife's gonna have ROK surgery? They better change that crap. Republic of Korea?
It's a laser surgery, but it's a little more precise.
Or PRK, or I don't know what the initials were. What are the initials were?
It'll be PRK.
PRK, People's Republic of Korea. That's the commie nation, damn it! How can someone in America's defense have a PRK surgery?
I bet you it's Dr. Ching Hong doing the surgery.
Oh, Lord, you went there. All right.
Bullshit detected. Take precautions.
That's not what we said. That's because of who we are. Bullshit detected. Oh, my goodness. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are here. It is Saturday morning. We are now entering the second half of Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Money Money Quarterback from Saturday. Big Dog is prepared. We have more news. Big Dog, please take us. Where are we going?
The world champion Red Sox. That tasted my mouth.
Thank you, Big Dog. I could see that. Wow.
They're planning to make the $14.1 million qualifying offer to Stephen Drew and first baseman Mike Napoli. In addition to star outfielder
Jacoby Ellsbury.
Yeah, Jacoby Ellsbury. Really
good. They have to do that.
Yeah.
Because he is a primo free agent.
Now, here's the good one. You'll probably remember this. Napoli had originally agreed to a $39 million per year deal with the Red Sox that was cut down to just $5 million. Remember, he had that back problem. Remember, when he took the physical. So you find a $5 million one-year guarantee plus considerable incentives after his chronic hip condition was discovered in a medical exam. He actually earned another $8 million in incentives for a $13 million contract.
It was almost there. Yeah.
This is what you were talking about. Paying low, throw a ton of incentives in there. You make the incentives, you make the money. And he did. So good for him. So he's looking for a multi-year contract now that he's proved that, you know, he's reliable.
He was in the middle of a three-year deal,
yeah,
as we saw, and the trade did reveal it. And they're like, well, we're going to decline the trade. And he said, no. Said, wait a minute. Take me. We'll redo it. Let me prove. Yes.
And boy, he did.
What were his numbers, Big Dog?
He had .259 with 23 homers and 92 RBIs.
That's good for a man that has a hip problem.
Yeah. Drew.
His average was down, though.
Yes.
Yes.
Drew played on a one-year deal for $9.5 million this year and is in line, for a multi-year deal. And the Rays, after having a nice season, a full year removed from his ankle injury. So his OPS was ranked one of the highest as far as shortstops were concerned. His OPS was 777. Is that a pretty good OPS?
Sorry, I was listening to Cuervo. I was listening to Coffee's comment. What was that?
Any reading Coffee's comment?
Whatever. He screams out his comment. Whenever he writes something, it's just like,
Drew's OPS was one of the highest of all shortstops in the majors.
What was it, 778?
Yeah, 777.
Yeah.
For short design.
Yeah.
You're just in the position.
Yeah. They've become weak again.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
I remember in the 80s when there were power shortstops and power second basemen. And now there's only one. His name is Robinson Cano. That's it. And then Cano, like canoe.
He's going to get a shitload of money.
Well.
No, yeah, he's going to get a shitload of money.
He's going to get it, but I don't know if he's going to get it from the Yankees. And I think the Yankees are ready to cut ways also.
Wow.
They've been burned.
How do you feel about that? Would you
Merry Christmas. Be on your way.
What would you pay
just one
him? What would you pay him?
I would pay him.
What would be the deal? Now, he wants, you said, something like,
he wants 10 years.
10 years at like
he's 31.
He wants 10 years at $300
million. $305
million. So yeah. $30.5 million a year,
yes,
is what he wants.
I am willing to give him $30 million
for
a year for 4 to 5 years.
Okay.
Yes. I'm willing to meet him at his level. I am probably even willing to give him $35
million. Wow.
For 3 to 4 years. Yes. And I would throw incentives in there like there was no tomorrow.
I would. For him to make even more than his $30 million?
Sure. But shorter contracts. Shorter contracts. I will gladly pay them more money up front.
So you feel comfortable with a 5 year?
Okay, honestly,
a 5 year, $150 million contract. So $30 million a year.
Yeah. I would. Yes, I would. 5 year, $150 million contract. Which is the same theme? No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yeah, he wants that 10-year.
Yeah.
Because that's more of a guarantee.
I would be willing to go up to $35 million for four years.
For 4 years?
Yeah.
How about 35 at five?
No. No, that's a little too much. I would go $30 million with lots of incentives. Actually, if the incentives kick in, I would actually give him a $20 million for 7 years, and I would throw the incentives in there.
Coffee says he shouldn't get a penny over 22.
Well, I just said $20 million and loaded with incentives. I would agree with that, Coffee, but knowing the way the economics of baseball are, I would be willing to pay him that money, but loaded with incentives.
Okay.
And let him score the incentives.
Next question, then. If you say that the Yankees are ready to cut ties also.
Oh, I think they're ready to.
Where do you see him going? Do you see him in?
He won't go to the Dodgers because they already got a second baseman. They already have. Oh, my God. I'm speaking like a New York guy. They already got someone.
And they have already said also they're not going to pursue him. But, you know, we heard that one before, yeah. Where do you see him going, though? I mean, in your expertise.
He's not going to Boston.
In your expertise.
He may go to Atlanta.
Really?
Yeah.
So, Brian would just be doing backflips.
And if he doesn't go to Atlanta, even though they have confessed or they have stated that they're not going to do it, the California Angels need him to make a big splash to stay relevant in Los Angeles.
How about...
And if those guys are healthy,
How about in the Nation?
You know what?
How about if he goes to the Nation?
Washington? Oh, no. I get it. Yeah, he was putting to all the red stuff. And I'm like, what the hell? And then when he went to Kmart, I'm like, oh, the red! Isn't that funny? I have a merchandise return card right here that is red. Oh, is that what we lost? Oh, no, Matt Albert is still in the chat room. Oh, we lost Zeke. Okay. I was going to say, I think we lost Matt when Zeke sent us the 4 cents.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to hear this crap. I don't think they have the money for it.
St. Louis?
Possible. I don't know playing second base for St. Louis. Not that it matters.
San Francisco?
I don't think they have the money for him.
Okay. The Athletics? They won't pay that kind of money for him.
But he is a marquee player.
Yeah.
He is a second baseman that does hit for power, and there is a dearth of consequential talent.
How are his defensive skills?
He's good.
Okay.
He's good. I don't know if he's great, but he's good. He makes the plays.
He's more than confident.
Yeah, go Glover. Yeah. But he's good. Oh, no. There's never been a question about it. But he's now 31 also. So, he was 29. I would consider giving him a 10-year deal. But now, who has not been burned with a 30-year-old? Once they get to 30, that's it. The magic number.
If I was an owner or the person deciding, you know,
well, first of all, I'd never give him a 10-year contract.
I would give a 10-year contract if the guy was younger. Then say 27 or younger. Then
you
I would
mean
say
like Tulowitzki.
Yeah, something like, you know, some young guy.
Young guy.
Yeah.
Are we going Asian now?
Yeah, he's from China.
Some young guy.
Yeah. His brother's really hung low. But 25, 26 years old.
Oh, I know.
No problem.
Zeke left. He wouldn't snitch and tell Fred what they said.
No problem giving a 10-year contract. But anything older than that, you're right. I mean, everybody's been burned by 10-year contracts.
Yankees are stupid if they pay more, and they have a long history of being stupid.
Also have a long history of winning rings.
Thank you. But when you say something I disagree with,
27?
Yeah, 27. When you say something I disagree with, I'll let you know, Gabby.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Yankees have a long history of being stupid? What's there to say? I really know.
And speaking of money,
can we get off the Yankees?
we'll come to L.A. now. We'll come to L.A. now.
We'll come to L.A. like we were in New York, right?
Yes. You know, we have that instantaneous type thing here. Go in here.
Oh, Curtis Lock.
There you go.
Thank you.
Mr. Kobe Bryant had a thing in his contract, and it was grandfathered because the new bargaining agreement does not allow this anymore, but since his contract was already in existence, he was able to exercise that part of the contract. And the contract states or the NBA states that a player who has this contract can get up to 80% of that contract paid up front at the beginning of the season. So, yeah. So since Kobe, of course, is making the exact amount, Kobe is making $30,500,000 this year. So he decided that he wanted to get 79.7%. And, of course, the accountants having their little fun, you know, figuring out how much money he needs to get. So yesterday, the Los Angeles Lakers paid out Mr. Bryant, Mr. Mengen.
Folks, that is one hell of a direct deposit.
They actually had it broken. This one isn't broken out. Here it is. They paid him a lump sum yesterday. This was yesterday of $24,363,044.
No
sense? No, they don't have any.
Oh, that was...
That's a high five there, big dog. 347-637-2306. We're speaking of no sense, so that's a cue to everyone to come and join us. Oh, we do want to thank everyone that's listening. Guys, our numbers are really awesome here on Sports Talk with the Guys. We're thankful. Matt Alvarez is also pulling down some pretty damn good numbers. And Cuervo and I on air? Actually, not too bad either. But we're very happy. We want to thank our audiences, both live and those that are listening in the archive. Thank you, guys. I don't know how you can tolerate my voice, but that's neither here nor there.
So the collective bargaining agreement before, the previous agreement, said that you could get up to 80% of your money. That has now been changed to, I believe they said it's now down to 20% or 25% of your money up front, which is still a considerable amount when you make a lot of money. But, of course, this is, of course, now the tax man is going to get his hat on right now because, as you know, since it is a one lump sum, he is going to pay an exorbitant amount of taxes, possibly up to 56% based on the amount of money. And, of course, living in California, who has the highest state tax in all of the United States of America, they said he will probably take home of that $24 million after taxes and such, they said he'll probably take home about 11.5%. Does that sound about correct there, scorekeeper? Excuse me, taxman?
Ladies and gentlemen, due to the timing of the lump sum payment, there are some interesting things that you do have to consider when exactly it was paid out. And there's a 30-day window when you would have to consider whether he's actually going to owe taxes on... Thank you. Sorry about that. Oh.
Bless you.
He may actually see the account. You see, here's the thing: the sports players have to pay taxes everywhere, more so than all of us.
Yeah, they talk about that also. But
he may actually end up paying less because he took it up front. So he might get a little bit closer to 12 million, if not more than that, because you get it when you earn it based on where you work. So everyone takes a bite. So if he was projected to earn this money at a certain time of the year, say, Nolens, when they're playing that, he may not have to pay the taxes in Nolens anymore on the full amount.
Yeah.
So there are some considerations.
They said he's subject to about 39.6% federal tax, which is...
No, that's not about. That is 39.6.
Is the top tier for his money making.
And there's no extra. It's just 39.6.
Yeah, and that would mean $9.6 million would be withheld by Uncle Sam. California resident, he will pay an additional 13.3% or $3.2 million.
That's
done. And it says that doesn't count Medicare tax or the surcharge, which would reduce Medicare tax and surcharge, which would reduce his total to about $10.9 million.
Yeah.
Of course, Kobe is earning the second highest amount ever.
That's good for them. They're actually taking straight tax tables, but they're not considering all the other agencies that I've mentioned. So once again, these idiots don't know what they're talking about. Because L.A. City has a tax as well, which was much to my shock.
Well, you don't forget, he does not live in Orange County. He does not live in L.A. County. He lives in Orange County.
Where you play.
Oh, okay.
Every city takes a bite out of athletes' butt.
I thought that was only
because they're playing.
No, I know that, but I thought that was for the traveling team, not the home team. I could have sworn that was for the traveling team.
Well, okay.
The team that goes to visit gets taxed because you're
already
taxed.
Whoever plays. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whoever plays. believe it or not.
No, I know there's a player tax, and they actually worked that into. That's why down to $10.9 million they were saying. Because I didn't put the whole article in here. I got the best part.
I tell you, they're bullshit.
But about $11 million is what he will take home
That's a shame.
Yeah, but still $11 million tax free and everything.
Out of 24, not tax free. I mean.
No, he paid his taxes on it.
You know, I mean.
He walked out the door with $11 million.
These are the times when even I say, look, when is enough enough?
I know, yeah.
And I'm not saying that I'm having sympathy for Kobe Bryant. It's just, think about it, guys. I mean,
what is enough money?
I don't think anyone should pay more than 40%, period. Honestly. People say, well, they can pay for what, everyone else? No. They should pay their fair share.
You should not be penalized just because you make more money than, oh.
And
well,
they are.
Yeah, and you know, and that's why their accountants are paid very, very well to get creative, so they don't lose all that money. And I
have no comment.
Yeah, I go back and forth on that. I mean, yeah, it's great that they get taxed like that, but
yeah,
at the same time, it's like
it's really amazing how someone can make close to $100,000 and pay no taxes and still get a damn refund. How is that possible? How is that possible?
The genius of the accountant. The sheer genius of the accountant. The incredible genius of that account.
Thank God that we are beyond the statute of limitations on that one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was being wistful.
Of course.
I was talking about something that happened in 1999. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My first words are, what the hell are you doing to me? Take some taxes out, for goodness sake. Dunny Clark, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. The question is, how are you? You sound a lot better.
I'm getting there. I still have my moments, but let's just say I could get through more time. I've been taking so much meds. That's 9:18. I woke up, it was 9:07. I was like, holy crap. It's unbelievable. So the meds have been kicking my butt, but take away from that, I've been doing pretty good. How are you, gentlemen, this morning?
Well, I will say that I'll owe you an apology because the big dog said, no, do not call the couch potato this morning. I said, let's punk him and call him. And big dog stood by you and defended you.
It would have rung. The phone would have rung because I have a phone in the bedroom, but my wife, who works the midnight shift, she's deaf, really. She's completely deaf in one ear and losing her hearing in the other. So she wouldn't have heard the phone. And I was so out, I wouldn't have heard the phone either. So it wouldn't have. But I'm going to say this. I thank you for thinking of me that I would be good enough for you to wake me up and give me a call. That makes me feel good. Thank you very much.
So there you are, big dog. We did, and Sonny, just for the joke, your wife is deaf, basically. Is she in customer service?
Yes, actually, she is. And you gotta see the contraption that they've given her from Delta. She works for Delta, and they've given her some crazy contraption that amplifies everything to where she can hear, and it's a pretty neat, you know, setup that they have because she does work from home. She works the middle of the night, so they sent her this contraption that really gets the volume to where she can hear it, to where she's comfortable, to where she's not yelling too. So technology has made big time steps as far as iPods, iTouches, and everything else. But oh my, the technology that has been developed over for people who have a hard time hearing is amazing as well.
Folks, I want to take a quick moment and give a shout out to a company that was, and you know, Sonny, I appreciate what you're saying, and this is not a joke. I think it's awesome the tools that employees can have. I do want to give a shout-out to a company that I worked with back in 1990, 1991, and it was Carl Karcher Enterprises, Carl's Jr. I went over to the restaurant that was over on Imperial
and Clark, right by the old Boeing and McDonnell Douglas factories and stuff. And, oh, no, no, I'm sorry, not that one. Wait, was it? Actually, it was Vicki Gieselman, the manager. She headed up a program with Carl's Jr. where we were hiring employees that were blind. And we were able to accommodate blind employees as cashiers. Can you imagine? This was prior to ATM. This was prior to...
Are they in business still?
Yes, they are. And they had the equipment for blind people to work as cashiers and stuff. And it was impressive. And
yeah.
I was proud to be a part of that. And it was a big company like that that was doing it. And I think that was cool. And knowing that United does it as well, I am...
That's awesome. But Sonny Clark,
Delta.
We got to do it. Here it comes. Oh, Delta. Sorry.
Yeah, not United. Screw them.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead there, big dog.
No, you should.
His name is Sonny. The couch potatoes in the house.
Ah, oh, damn. Let me start it again. Sorry.
Shut up. Shut up. It's a couch potato. No, it's all. I'll screw it. Hi, Sonny.
Good morning. I like this. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
I definitely screwed the pooch. So I'm sorry, Brian. Yeah, that's bad. Sorry, couch potato. I tried to. His name is
couch.
His
name
is
couch.
Couch. Potatoes in the house.
In the
this
house.
Morning.
Morning.
God, you guys know it better than I do. Wow. That's funny. You guys had the tune down, both of you.
Oh, man. Sonny, next to your wife, who sings to you? Unfortunately, the storekeeper off.
You're thrown off. That's all. It's just one of those mornings. It's okay. It's all good.
I wonder if his wife sings to him. Mrs. Cash Potato. We know he sings. Oh, we know he does sing, too. He loves that intro song.
Oh, Jeff, I only sing like that when I'm drunk.
We know. Karaoke night. We've seen it.
We've
seen it, Sonny, which is funny.
Yes, I know. That's a drunken rage right there. That's good stuff.
To show us that video, which was awesome. Sonny, what we'll do is when we go to Vegas, hopefully soon, it'll be the three of us, scorekeeper, yourself, and myself. And since you say your drink of choice in Vegas is a Long Island iced tea, which is my favorite drink also, we will teach scorekeeper to drink Long Island iced tea.
Drink a woman's drink. I'll just ask my wife when she gets together with her cousin and say, what are you drinking, ladies?
And why do you tell us spice, hard lemon?
you know what a Long Island tea is, right?
No, what is it?
Tequila, vodka, gin, and rum, all mixed together.
I'm out.
All mixed together.
I'm out.
So much for a woman's drink, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
And
the great thing about Vegas is they sell them in 32-ounce, you know, like
yes,
travel cups.
Yes, they do.
And they give you a great straw, and you can refill them if you go back to the same place. And it's, oh.
Yes.
It's,
but you're not want to drink a straw.
Oh, I can imagine. That's what they want to do. But can't you just be at the games playing, and they'll bring you that drink?
Yes.
Will they?
Yes. Yes, I've ordered Long Island iced teas to play in the slot machines. And give them a dollar.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, but they bring them in the small little cups, and they put more ice in them than drink. And so that's why you got to get those big old ones.
Did you do that? Really?
I've done that.
Yeah.
Unless you ask, like, for beer, which they can't put ice in. But it is.
They're not as good. They're good. They're just not as good. They're pretty cool.
But,
all right.
So we're gonna teach scorekeeper how to drink Long Island.
Yeah, right,
oh.
Dude.
How to drink them? No, I don't know how to drink them. So.
Yeah, not through a straw.
I do that because I get really thirsty when I play. So you know, drinking it out of the cup just doesn't work very much. So.
He gets really thirsty when he plays.
What we'll do is we'll have him drink it through a straw as fast as possible.
Yeah, you got to make sure that it's like when you're getting when you're getting fluids at the hospital, that's what it's like, you know, the IV in the arm. It's just via oral. That's all.
Via oral. Okay. Fair enough. We crossed the line, folks. Definitely crossed the line. Well, there we go. So, Sonny Clark, what's in your – I read your article, Sonny, about Garrett, the coach, this week. You were really, really on him. Or
yes.
Garrett was on the owner.
Well, I don't know. He's got the chapstick, and you know when they have a bad week like they did last week, and the bad week against the Denver Broncos, you know he should be fired. I mean, frankly, the guy should be fired, but he knows exactly where to kiss Jerry Jones's ass, and he when he walks in, he just says, "Hey, boss, what flavor today?" And then he puts that on and smooches his ass and keeps him happy. Now, to his credit. You know, it's one thing to know how to keep your boss happy. I mean, and this guy evidently does it, and he knows how to smooch it pretty well. And that's the case there. I mean, because there's no reason right now Jason Garrett should have his job. He is at 500 since he's taken over this football team, and it was Wade Phillips' fault. And Wade Phillips, we talk about it on the Couch Potato Sports Show all the time. Wade Phillips is laughing his ass off down in Houston, although they're not having a great season this year. But since he's taken over that defense, he's had so much success down there, and he's having the last laugh right now.
Yeah, Sonny, they all suck. I mean, it's unbelievable that what's-his-face has had two games that he has, and he's lost them both. Oh, my God. I can't believe that.
Those games against the Broncos, and then last week against the Detroit Lions. Those are W's. I mean, those have to be W's if you're the Dallas Cowboys. You cannot go against the Denver Broncos, and your defense cannot stop. It's one thing you can't stop Peyton Manning. Okay, I'm not blaming them for not stopping Peyton Manning. I'm blaming them for not stopping him at least once. That's it, just once. You got to stop Peyton Manning once or twice, and you got to score, 42 points in order to get there. When you score 30, you should win in the NFL. It's just the way it is. And if your defense can't hold them, regardless what the offense has done to get you there, okay? Forget the fact that they had a bad play at the end of the, as the clock is winding down and they can't get the first down. They got 30 points. Then at that point, it's all on the defense. And any football player will tell you that. And, all the people who think that this is all the offense's fault by not getting the first down here or not getting the first down there, they're crazy. And everybody knows it, too, as far as people who play the game.
Yeah, Sonny Clark, I agree with that, pal. They should win those games. I saw the game against Detroit, especially in the last bit. I mean, those passes by Stafford at the very end, wow.
You can't let them make those passes.
Right on. I'm sorry?
You cannot let them make those passes. Okay, now granted, they were watching Calvin Johnson, but they did forget about that guy who Stafford played college with. Over on the near sideline, okay? All right, so, you got two guys that you've definitely got to keep your eye on, okay, in crunch time, Calvin Johnson, and then a guy that he's real familiar with, that he played with at 4 years of college football. Come on, now, that's just a breakdown of not knowing the personnel that's out on the football field.
Yeah, you're right, Sonny. I'm glad I saw that game. It was pretty good.
But the thing is, too, at the very end with Stafford, just jumped over the line.
Oh, wow.
Because the line was not ready for him. They were like, oh, he's going to spike it.
No one was.
Everybody thought he was going to spike it. Yes, I understand that it was a gutsy play, and they mean his own offensive line.
Yes.
Didn't know what the thing is. The defensive line has prepared for everything.
He suckered everyone.
I knew that was coming.
And
I knew that was
you knew that was coming, Sonny?
Because they were lazy getting back. You could see the Dallas Cowboys just jogging back and not really getting into it. And they weren't even set for that matters. Well, you know, they were still the defenders, there were a couple of them still standing when the ball was snapped. Knew that they are on the – oh, okay, the ball's going to be snapped and we can get a break. Well – that was probably the smart play because who knows if they would have got in.
Yeah, he saw that right away because I think his team thought that they were going to also spike it too.
Yeah, that's what everybody was saying. But
and it was he.
You know,
I got to give it to Stafford.
It was a gutsy play by Stafford because, you know, of course it worked, so he's a genius. But had it not worked, that coach would have reamed him a new one.
No. If it hadn't worked, it would have been second down.
Yeah,
well,
and they had a so simple fact is that they had a timeout and it was second down still. They just didn't want to use the timeout in case they needed it to bring on the field goal unit.
Yeah, what is I was impressed with that. I was like, wow, took some balls. That was a great call. And then what's his face throws another tantrum on the side. And Cuervo and Brian and I were talking about that, and I don't understand what the hell is wrong with Dickerson. I'm sorry, what is his name? Dez Bryant. What was the deal this past weekend with Dez Bryant?
He says that it's his passion for the game and the fact that he wants to win and wants to, you know.
So he throws tantrums.
In essence, win every single down, every single play. He wants it to go the Cowboys way. In essence, and I guess if he's not getting the ball thrown to him, then, you know, it's not.
Yeah, because he was yelling at his teammates and stuff.
Well, he got in Romo's face, and he got into the other guy's face.
Witten's, and I think Witten finally got tired of
Witten him. Witten was telling him right back.
You know, shut the hell up, you little prick.
But the thing is, okay, yeah, you know what, you have a passion for the game. You want to, you know, you're getting frustrated because the team sucks, which they do right now. But you don't do that on the field. You that's what locker rooms are for, and that's why you go in the locker room. You go in your quarterback's face or, you know, the linebacker, whoever it is. You bring it up in the locker room, not in front of a nationwide audience for millions of people to see.
Big dog. Well, the quarterback from the New England Patriots was doing that.
Yeah, and so, I got on his case, too, at the same time. I'm not a Brady
Tom
fan,
Brady.
And I really jumped on Brady for that one.
Listen, though, that's Tom Brady. There's a difference. You know, that's Tom Brady. Tom Brady has got how many rings?
Right.
I mean, here's the thing. When Tom Brady talks, people listen. When Dez Bryant talks, people go, oh, the punk is going at it again. There's a difference. It's Carl, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, and Tom Brady gets it and deserves it. Dez Bryant hasn't done anything in the NFL to deserve, you know, any kind of respect whatsoever. And then let's just put it this way. Even if he did, okay, you don't go off in your coaches that way. Hey, you want to go off on a player, that's different. But you don't go off on your coaches. I'll tell you right now, if that was Mike Ditka, he might have got slobber knocked on the sideline. You just don't talk to your coaches that way. And that's where the Dallas Cowboys dropped the ball. Now, if you listen to the video, they had the video out, and, you know, he wasn't, like, really, you know, losing it. His antics, his arms and everything were moving around. You listen to it, yes, okay, maybe it was maybe overplayed, but you don't go off on your coaches. You can't go off on your coaches, and if you're the coach, you can't allow him to do that, too, because he will do that every time, and you got to put a stop to it. You got to find that player. And you got to put a stop to it. But they won't do it down here in Dallas because he's got passion.
All right, well, we're going to bring someone into this conversation, so we ask you to bear with us.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they were born.
Good morning, Bri. Thanks for joining
What's
us this
going
early
on?
Morning. Not
What's
much.
Going on,
Big Dog was talking about you and Cujo a few moments ago.
Love that picture.
On Halloween.
Yeah, he's in daycare today for the first time.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
He's in doctor's daycare.
He's in doggy daycare today. He didn't like it. He was like, holy shit, when I picked him up and took his food with me, he didn't like it. But when we got there, he seemed okay. So maybe he'll enjoy screwing a few pooches today, you know?
you know what it is?
What the hell is doggy daycare?
You know what that is, though? He's making it like it's a big deal for you. You know, oh, I don't like this. And when once you turn the corner, he's like, hey, guys, how's it going?
Exactly. Roger, you never heard of doggy daycare before, man? What's up?
Brian, are you elitist? Are you really?
No.
I don't think he's got enough money to be an elitist.
Well, he's saying it's doggy daycare.
Yeah, well, he's got the I'm sure he's going to the Auburn game today, I imagine, and then his wife is probably working.
No, I'm not going to the Auburn game. That's in Fayetteville, Little Rock, Arkansas, so I'll be at home. I just wanted him to get out, have some fun, and give me some peace
Brian,
for a day.
So you're telling us there are certain places that even you won't go.
Exactly.
All right.
Redneck or
never,
not.
Never
man.
Been to a game there, never want to go. You have to fly into Arkansas. When you fly, then you have to drive like 3 hours to get there. So that doesn't sound appealing to me.
Wow. All right. Fair enough. Solomon Walters is in the house. Solomon, we have not been talking NASCAR. We'd love for you to join us, even if it's just to go over the standing, dude.
Yes, in third place, my man.
Oh, here we go. Solomon, please, we'll call you, dude. We will gladly bring you on because a lot of things. You've never met Brian on air. Saul, you've got to be in. You and Cuervo, get off your – I'm sorry, no. When you
Cuervo's in the chat room.
I was going to say get off his butt and call in, but...
Cuervo was tired from doing the show last night.
Okay, fair enough. But he said he'd probably be in for the morning program, but not the one in a little bit later. So hopefully he will call in. Guys, come on up, man. Call in. Saul, let me know if I need to call you. I will gladly... No, we've got everyone in there already. Yeah. Yeah, you're a jerk, too. So we are talking about Dez Bryant. And, Sonny, if you remember, Dez Bryant, when he was a rookie, he didn't want to go along with the hazing. And, you know, this goes in line with what you say about earning respect.
And said he didn't understand.
Oh, bullshit.
It's like all players know about that. But, you know, it went on in college.
Yeah.
As a senior, you know, you haze your freshman.
So that's why these guys are tuning him out. Because, well, you were a dick as a freshman, as a rookie. So you earn respect. Not by what you do on the field, but how you treat your teammates.
It's earned. And here's another thing. Just with the hazing, really quick. If you're good enough to get really hazed, as good as he was getting hazed, that's actually kind of in a kind of crazy way a show of respect as well from the players. I never understood that. But it is true. I'll take everybody's word for that more so because I'll tell you, I understand where Dez Bryant's coming from on the hazing. I'd say, hey, kiss my ass. You carry your own shit. That's what I would say.
But
he knew that going in. I mean, hell, I knew that if you were going in.
Yeah, Sonny, but here's the thing. That's where you and I draw the line because it is tradition. Now, I'm not for hazing where they kick the crap out of someone and, you know. Carrying bags, getting lunch. My God, that's just what the veterans do to the rookies to bring them in. But I understand that you and I are against those things, especially when it comes to shaking hands of people after games.
All right.
I am not done with you, Sonny Clark. I am not done with you. Sonny Clark posts this article about old school coaches that froth at the mouth, and it's like, that's the way it's done. That's the way things are. And if these guys can't handle it, they're a bunch of pansies. Well,
yes.
Mr. Clark, after games, people do shake hands because that's the way it's done. But I guess shaking someone's hand after a game doesn't make them a pansy. But if they do complain about getting yelled at, that does make them a pansy.
Yes,
well,
that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
but
exactly
we are,
what it
but
is.
Remember that. Remember where that play the handshake. See me. It's different. I mean, I understand where the players are coming from. I do, but you know. I admitted it last week. You guys turned my opinion on it a little bit. I still understand why they do it, and I'm okay with them doing it, but I have turned my opinion on it.
Well, I will say, and Mrs. Scorekeeper did correct me when I told her about it, because I talk about the program with Mrs. Scorekeeper, and she said, oh, I understand why they don't want to shake hands. I said, why is that, sweetheart? And then she reminded me of why they don't want to shake hands in Kentucky. Because it's one thing to lose to your opponent. No, hold on. It's one thing to lose to your opponent, but it's another thing having to lose to your opponent and having to shake hands with your brother who's your cousin who could also be your uncle. I get that. Imagine the shame, folks. So I understand why they stopped the shaking of the hands in Kentucky.
It's family.
I get it. Yeah. Losing to your opponent is one thing, but losing to your cousin, brother, uncle, who is the same person, I get that. Yeah. All right. Big dog, please take over. I have to go get my cord for the phone. Okay. Saul, don't be a pussy. Call in.
And that comes from the scorekeeper.
Oh, yeah. So, Brian, what do you think about Dez Bryant and his outburst this past weekend? Any comments on that, or don't really care?
Well, you know what we saw on TV, it just seems like to me Dallas is trying to cover it up to act like what he did was good. I think it's bullshit. I think he was over there crying because he was getting looked like a fool by Calvin Johnson. He ran his mouth, said he was just as good, and Calvin Johnson just almost set a record for a receiver, and I think he was upset about it, and I think he went about it the wrong way. If he was doing the right thing, Jason Witten wouldn't have told him to get his ass to the locker room if he didn't want to be there. So I think Jerry Jones and those Cowboys are trying to cover it up.
That's right. You agree with that, scorekeeper?
I most definitely agree with that. I think he's a little brat, and if he wants respect, he should just shut up and let his actions speak for themselves. But this is a guy that lives in the Twitter nation that I have a good game and I should have the respect of the veteran. Doesn't happen that way, dude. You didn't respect him as a rookie. They're not going to respect you now. There's nothing.
He hit his own mother. He hit his mother, for God's sake. He's never going to have respect.
Mr. Brian Tarvin, I thank you for bringing that back in there. Say what you will, and that is so true. Think about
That's
it.
That's normally me bringing that up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
scorekeeper. What would have happened, scorekeeper, or even Sonny, if we would have tried to raise our hand to our mamas?
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, had we raised our hands to our mamas, we would have to do what Eddie Murphy said when we raise our hand to our women. Oh no, you didn't do that! I'm gonna kill you now, mother effer! I'm just going down.
I wouldn't be on the phone today if I ever raised my hand to my mom. I'd be dead.
Yep, that's just the way it is. Hey, it's one thing. Hey, it's one thing to beat up your brothers, okay? Because I actually, but it's another thing when you raise the hand to the person that is, you know, provided everything in your life for you and loved you unconditionally regardless. And when you take that step, that's a step beyond the line that you can't even put your toe down on the other side of the line on. You just can't do that. Okay. You just can't touch and then bring your foot back and go, oh, I didn't mean it. Okay. That's something that you cannot do. Hey, and even to that point, okay? It's also another thing is if that was his father, okay, he might have got away with that if it was his father, but it was his mother, and there's something about this country and mothers that you just don't. First of all, you don't lay hands on them. Second of all, you don't disrespect them by laying hands on them. If you want to get into it with your old man, that's a totally different realm. But your mom. Whoa.
Yeah, Sonny, the only thing I would correct on that is when you said in this country. No, Sonny, I think that's worldwide. The minute you put your hand on the woman that gave birth to you, that is, yeah, you're done. You're done.
Yep.
But, folks, give me a moment. Here we go. He was on hold for a minute, 34 seconds.
And no, it's not that pussy Saul.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
It's Cuervo.
Oh, he was welcomed in by the man who did it. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, by the man. No.
Bullshit.
Cuervo, you suck, Cuervo. You suck, Cuervo.
Whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, the best intro in the world, and I hate the couch potato.
And I love him for it. Thank you, Sonny. That is, it is a very good intro, by the way.
Best on Blog Talk Radio.
It's another rainy day in the Chicagoland area, so it's going to be, I'm going to be feeling kind of, you know, you just know, you guys know how it is when it's raining and you just feel
drink
like you don't want to do anything but watch college football all day. I guess that's what I'm going to have to do, guys.
Man, that's
drink
a bummer.
Drink a beer, man. Drink a few beers, eat some hot wings, enjoy it.
Oh, I plan on it. But that's my specialty, Brian. Buffalo, anybody that knows me knows I can get down on some buffalo wings. I love those things.
Yeah, with a cold beer. I'm talking about beer so cold it almost knocks your teeth out.
What is it? Rainy days and Mondays always get you down, but if there's college football on, hey, forget it.
Yep.
Hey, so you're saying, Brian, beer so cold you want to slap your mama, but not like Des Bryant, right?
Yeah.
Well, I can't believe we're talking about that clown again. Oh, boy.
Well, you know, we have to talk about that clown because that clown, you know, put himself out there and made the idiot of himself like he does what seems like all the time. And the Dallas Cowboys let them get away with it. We just got to remind Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys that they are being idiots by letting him get away with it.
Well, yeah, and not just him, but, I mean, Tony Romo, dude, have some self-respect. Des Bryant is in this dude's face, and all he's doing is looking at film or looking at pictures. It's like, man, you gotta at least defend yourself. And Romo's just taking it like a bitch, and that's why I think people
taking it like a bitch.
If
I was Tony Romo, I would have probably punched him on national TV and knocked his ass out. That's for you, Des, Mama. Des's Mama, right here. I knocked his ass out just like you should have.
And you know what I think? You know what I think? If that would have happened, I would have said the Dallas Cowboys will win the NFC East. Because if you have no stones to stand up to a third-year player who doesn't even know what the hell he's doing out on the football field, you know, that right there would have put them in the I would say right now that the Dallas Cowboys, if Tony Romo would have stood up there and either gotten his face or gotten, you know, and tried to the way Jason Witten did, I would say the Dallas Cowboys would be the favorite to win the NFC East, but right now it's still up in the air.
Ooh. Strong talk.
Yeah.
I agree.
And if you want to get that awesome commentary from the Couch Potato all the time, just head on over to examiner.com and find his articles on Facebook. I read his articles. It's good stuff. You know, we should all write a weekly article so we could make fun. I mean, we could talk about and have conversations with each other. I think that'd be a lot of fun. I gotta get back on it.
But here's the reason why I haven't been writing very much about the Dallas Cowboys. Here's what you do. If you want to know what I think about what's coming on this week, go back for the last 2 years and this week in the NFL and read about the Dallas Cowboys. That's what I'm going to write about this year because that's what the Dallas Cowboys are. They're the same football team as they were last year because they are a 500 football team. And in this is week 9, right? So whatever was week 9 last year or the year before that is the Dallas Cowboys, and it just got boring to me.
Wow. Well, all righty then, folks. There you go. You have it right there.
I'm the Dallas Cowboy hater. That's what I get. I get hate mail from all the fans and stuff.
Tell it straight. That's all it is. Just tell it straight.
I try to do it, and I'm looked at as a Dallas Cowboy hater. I'm telling you right now, on my Facebook, I'll be sitting there on a Monday after I've written something, or after I've written something, and things will pop up with those chat boxes. I'll wake up the next morning and have about four or five of them sitting right there with people going, "Oh, Sonny Clark, you're a Dallas Cowboy hater." And the same response that I have it saved to where all I got to do is cut and paste it is, "I'm not a Dallas Cowboy hater. I'm a Dallas Cowboys realist."
Yeah, you know what? You are the only one, because there is no such thing, Sonny, as a Dallas Cowboy realist. But
yep.
I will acknowledge you are the realist. Mr. Clark, do you have the program set up for the next 2 hours?
I think I do. I actually have it set up for 3 hours, if I'm not mistaken. I got to go look. So I'll do that and make sure that the show is up there. But I'll check it really quick. If it's there, I'll put the link in the chat room.
All right. Sounds good, Mr. Clark. So we're down to a little over seven minutes. We're having a good time. This is the team. We have Brian Cuervo, Sonny, the Big Dog, and the Scorekeeper, bringing it to you hard, bringing it to you fresh, bringing it to you like no others, folks. Wow. Having a lot of fun this early Saturday morning. So, Brian, you said you're not going to go to any games today?
Nope.
Wow.
Nope. I'll be at home watching them.
So that's why you sent your son, I'm sorry, I mean Cuervo to, not Cujo. You sent Cujo to doggy daycare?
Yeah, I just want to reward him a little bit, let him have fun. He loves dogs and get out of the house a little bit, so it's good for him. So he's
How
old
much
enough
does that
now
cost
because
anyway?
$20.
That's not bad for a dog.
Per hour?
Yes, that. Yeah, $20 a day. And so I'm going to go get him around 1 o'clock, probably Eastern time, just to let him, you know, get adjusted to it. He's never been, so.
Did you put a video on his collar to see if they, like, you know, beat up the dogs and stuff like that, or they tie him to a corner pole? Did you do
that?
Well,
I told him, I said, if I come back and anything's wrong with my dog, I'm going to beat the hell out of everybody in this place, including the dogs. So I'm sure they got the message.
By the way, yes, the show is set up, and I'm going to put the link in, and I'm going to jump over there and get it set and squared away.
The thing
I told
my wife that, and she knows me well enough to say, "Holy shit, I hope not. Nothing's going to happen, Brian, I promise you." Because she knows she'll be coming and bailing my ass out of jail when she comes back.
When you took Cujo, you said it as well.
I didn't hear the whole word though. When you took Cujo to doggy daycare, they weren't playing that Melissa Manchester song, right? The one where they're gonna put the dogs to when they're gonna put the dogs down. That wasn't playing when you walked in, right?
No, who let the dogs out was playing.
So you were looking for me, huh?
Yeah. So where's Big Dog at?
Wow. Folks, we're going to do a little bit of NASCAR very quickly so we can end up some of this. Oh, no, we're not. No.
I can find it real quick.
Okay, well, I mean, all I need to do is hit NASCAR. Since we have Saul with us this morning, I was kind of hoping he'd call in, that pussy. But, you know, I know he's having a good time. Hey, NDBmedia.net, that was done by Saul. So we're happy for that. Yes, did a nice job. I just haven't updated it, which is part of my life. So, I'm sure my wife says the same thing. You haven't updated it, asshole.
You want the standings?
Yes, let's have the standings there, Big Dog.
All right, leading the way right now is Matt Kenseth is tied, actually, with Jimmy Johnson. They're 1-2.
Jimmy Johnson's in it again?
As always. And, of course, the surprise of surprises with the win last week catapulted Mr. Jeff Gordon from, like, 9 to 3rd. Gordon is now only 27 points down. Kevin Harvick is 4th, 28 points down. Kyle Busch. It's 36 points down. And then it's Clint Boyer, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Greg Biffle, he who shall not be named, Carl Edwards, Joey Logano, Ryan Newman, and, of course, Casey Kane at number 13. Of course, we are carrying 13 this year because of the collusion that was done by two different teams that kept Jeff Gordon out. NASCAR realized what's going on. Now, Jeff may be in line to win this thing and got in by the luck of the draw because of the collusion.
Wow. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen, the NASCAR statistics. Where is the race going to be this weekend? Because
It's going to be on an oval track.
On an oval track. All right there, folks.
Texas. They're going to be in
Sunny area. Sunny, are you going to go see the NASCAR event? Yeah, I don't think so. All right, we just lost Sonny Clark. He went over to this program. So
you mentioned NASCAR in his face, and he left.
Yeah, he flamed out. So, folks, we're going to continue. We are down. Oh, because we're down 3 minutes.
They are at October.
Okay, well, while you do that, we're going to end up in about 2 minutes, folks, because we're going to take that 1 minute break and then call into the Couch Potatoes program. The link is in the chat room. Thank you, Couch Potato. Hopefully, Cuervo and Brian will be able to join us as well. We're going to run over there. And we'll be able to talk about some college football. And he did a great job yesterday. And it's so funny. I've got to put Cuervo on blast. He does college football, and he asked me to join. And I feel so privileged and stuff. And I have to remind Cuervo, dude, what the hell do I know about of college football? And he never answers. And I think it's cool that he always invites me to be there. But I'm like, I feel like I ruined the program because I don't know anything. And this is how you know I don't know anything. When Brian talks, they give the analysis, and Cuervo gives the analysis, and Cuervo says, so what's your opinion on that? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to go with Brian's analysis, or I'm going to go with Jonathan's analysis. I think they're spot on, and they really know how to call it. How can I go against those geniuses? And then Cuervo's like, well, all right.
And that's all you have to say, scorekeeper. All you have to do is just agree with somebody, and it sounds great.
Yeah, but I certainly did mess up with the Miami-Florida one. Jonathan told me right away. That was hilarious. That was hilarious. I said, no, guys, on this one in my heart, I'm going with Miami. And Brent and Jonathan, you're dead to me. Just like that, man. That was funny. That was good. He just said it's perfect. You're dead to me. So I was like, okay, sorry. I even apologized to Jonathan because I don't apologize to anyone. Folks, it is Brian. It is Cuervo. I have the big dog right here, and I am the scorekeeper. We're going to be done. There's the whiny wench. We have 1 minute. We're going over to the couch potato. It's blogtalkradio.com/the-couch-potato. Head on over to NDB Media. Twitter.com/NDB Media and Facebook, NDB Media. Thanks, guys. We'll see you guys on the other side.
Hey! See ya!
See ya!